So what happened was that song, Don't Hang Up, was the B-side, okay? The actual A-side, the intended A-side, was this tune
it's
here.
It's a lost disc.
Which turns out to really be a lost disc. The Conservatives. Tonight, exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
Harmony, you know, I can't harmonize very well.
Hey, when you get hit by a truck, do you feel run down? When you turn out the lights at night, does everything go black? When you stay up three nights in a row watching the Late Late movie on television, do you feel tired? Well, what you need is Peter Patter's Pretty Pink Potassium Pills. Peter Patter's pills really don't do anything at all for you, but they're fun to take. Doctors all over the nation say Peter Patter's Pretty Pink Potassium Pills are worthless. Never before have so many doctors had something to say about a pill. Get Peter Patter's pills today. In the king-size bottle of 6,000 or in the king-size bottle of 3,704,000. Sold at hardware stores everywhere.
Man, we're really swinging on the planet. A Lost Discs Radio Show.
You, baby, but you had me hypnotized. You look like an angel when we go for a walk, but all you do, baby, is give me double talk. Just double talk, double talk all day long. Double talk, double talk right or wrong. Double talk, double talk all the time. You're just about to make me lose my mind. Talk when I ask for a chance. You give me double talk when I need romance. My soul wants to tell you just how I feel. I stop all your fooling and your double talking, Neil. You just double talk, double talk all day long. Double talk, right or wrong. Double talk all the time.
Chubby, hanging around the studio until we both got lucky?
Ooh, yes, it's on.
Huh? Are you trying to give me the double talk?
Yeah. Jukebox tonight exclusively on the Lost Discs Radio Show. That's the Coeds off the Cameo Records label out of 1957. Jukebox, and before that it was the Playboys with the B-side of their only chart success. That was Double Talk, and of course it's the flip of, what the hell's that the flip of, Doc? That song about Over the Weekend. You know, it's this real kind of like... It's a little bit square kind of doo-wop number about Over the Weekend. And, you know, everybody on their oldie stations, they always play that song, Over the Weekend. Like, oh, man, that's a lost disc. Hey, that's a forgotten 45. Man, you're never going to hear that one. And it's true. For the most part, you don't hear that one on the corporate crap stations. But, geez, man, flip it over. The B-side is where the action was and still is. And, of course, before that, it was the Orlons with the Conservative. And we're not going to make any political references on that tonight. But that was the A-side, I hate to tell you, of Don't Hang Up, because Don't Hang Up should not have hit the charts, folks. It was the B-side. And I got to say, you know, what are we doing here? Real quick, once again, the Cameo Records label and the Parkway, Cameo Parkway Records stuff from the late 50s and 60s has never legally been reissued on CD, lo these 20 years of CD reissues. However, it's supposedly going to be reissued next month in a fantastic 4-CD box set available at Amazon.com. Buy it now. And, you know, plus shipping. The problem is, of course, they're only giving you the hits, people. They're only giving you, people, what they think you want. Do you want the hits? Okay, then turn on your corporate crap station. They're bound to play it again in a half an hour. Or you could have kept... You could have not been controlled by the man and actually kept your vinyl and kept your turntable, and these records are available for a cheap, low price at your local vinyl secondhand dealer somewhere, and you've all got them near you, even though if you don't realize it. And flip it over and play these B-sides, man, because these are not going to be reissued, even now that it's legally said that they can do so. They're not going to put these things on the CD, folks. We're spinning them for you here tonight, live on April 29th of 2005. This is Jimmy Knight with you and Dr. Doc Brown with you on the Lost Discs Radio Show. Doc, you had something to say before
I had an idea.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes when I have them, I need to say them.
What's your idea, man?
The idea I had is, all right, we play pretty bad songs, and they just happen to be B-sides, right?
But some of them are bad, some of them are good.
Right, whatever.
Who are we to say, Doc? Right. I'm just playing the stuff.
It's all about perception. All right, so let's go. Let's do a show where we take a list, right? And I've seen this list before, of the like the worst pop songs of all time. Like and cut the list off at 1970.
Okay.
The worst pop songs that were actually like Me and You and a Dog Named Boo, let's say.
You mean really bad ones that actually were hits?
That were hits, yeah. And then play the B-sides of those. So now you're almost guaranteeing yourself.
Yes.
Either something brilliant or something terrible.
Really?
Like really bad. Because if the A side, the one that they thought was going to be a hit, is classified as people actually like this, but it's such a terrible song.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
right.
Seasons in the
do you,
Sun.
Do you know what the B side is?
The B side of Seasons in the Sun?
It's called Put the Bone In.
Oh, it is.
Yes, it is. Not. That's what made me think of it. Because I have that single.
Trixie, you're hired. Okay,
it's
that's
called it goes like this. It goes like this. Put the bone in, I begged him once more. 'Cause my doggie's been hit by a car.
It does not.
I swear to God.
It does not.
It's the B-side. It's talking about how his dog is hit by a car and he's trying to get somebody to jam the bone back in.
Woo!
Yeah. It is.
I watch it now. Watch
I
it.
Swear to God.
Okay.
Like it just reminded me, like, if that had ever been the A side, you know?
Yeah. Why? Yeah. Right. Okay.
And there's another one, too.
We'll do it. We can do that.
The other one I have is, I think it's Olivia Newton-John, Please, Mr. Please.
Yeah.
But the B-side to that, it's pretty bad, too. But anyway.
We'll look them up. We will right. do. That's a great idea. Yeah. That's a fantastic idea. Our Cracker Jack team is already on the case, folks. Now, speaking of being on the case, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to spin something. We're about to spin something now by Question Mark and the Mysterians. Again, they hit on the Cameo Records label in 1966 with that fabulous record. You know that, Doc, you know that 96 Tears? Can you play that riff?
Can you play that riff?
Get your mandolin out.
All right. Oh, yeah. Give me a second.
Can you play that dee doo doo dee doo doo dee doo?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. Here we go. Uh-huh.
That's it.
Is that what you're looking for?
That's it, man.
Is this what you had in mind?
Yeah. You're gonna cry. 9016. Okay, that's the one. All right.
Good.
So we all know the hit version, right? We all know the hit that they
have. It's amazing how this just comes back to me after. I mean, I haven't played this thing in like 3 weeks.
Well, we're going to spin some great. Yeah, see, now we're moving into the mid-60s now. And the Cameo Records label, just like everybody, got a little grungy, a little psychedelic. And we're going to spin some garage band action that they put out. And we're kicking it off with a real obscurity now from Question Mark and the Mysterians. Ooh, dig this action, folks. Girl, you captivate me. It's not enough, show me.
Dark alleys and street lights. I walk alone in sleepless night. The shadows were all I hate. Until you came into my life. Oh, come on. Yeah. Come on, girl. You captivate me, I gotta tell you about nothing. Girl, that's right, you fascinate me. Oh, come on. Alright, let's do it. Yeah, ooh. Girl, I want all of you or nothing. I'm a hung up girl, I need nothing. Don't do me wrong, girl, I know nothing. Maybe you got that certain something. Come on, baby. Alright. Come on, right now. Girl, yeah. You captivate me. I gotta tell you right now, baby. Girl, that's right. You fascinate me. A burning down within me. You turn me on your way outside, girl. You blow my mind, but it's all right, girl. Girl, come on, work it up. Yeah, right now, baby. Girl, that's right. You captivate me. I gotta tell you one more time, girl. Yeah, you fascinate me.
Yeah, Chubby. Hanging around the studio until we both got lucky.
Hey, kids. Jimmy Knight here for Don's Drive-In, downtown on Flag Street, home of the best food in town. Well, actually, the food isn't very good, but it is the best in town. And if you slip Donnie an extra 20, he'll be sure to pad your pockets with a pack of 420. Hey, that'll keep you munching all night long, right, kids? That's Don's Drive-In, downtown on Flag Street, home for the hungry teens.
Don's Drive-Ins.
This is the story of Batman and Robin. Batman is a huge and carries a big stick, like Robin is Batman's sidekick.
Busting crime is a big job, making things tough for that underworld mob. Teaching hoodlums all around the world, making things safe for little boys and girls. Batman wears a bat hat and a cape coat too. Robin wears a black mask and a little green suit. Robin and the Batman don't take no trash, and the little kids marvel whenever they pass. We're behind the wheel of a Batmobile. It's fun, fun, fun to drive it every day. Late one night while making their rounds, Robin saw a real cool chick in a club downtown. He walked right up to her and said, "You're too much." She said, "I like you too, and such and such." But the girl had a boyfriend and Robin didn't know. He was the mean king at the club of old gold. He grabbed up Robin with a lightning stroke and a kamikaze hold that ain't never been broke. In a split second, Robin broke that kamikaze hold and made the girl's boyfriend look ugly and old. Batman said, "Robin, how do you break that hold?" Robin said, "Where was you when the joke was told?" They jumped out the window and behind the wheel of a double door on the floor of Batmobile. On into the night they whizzed right along, and as they disappeared they were singing this song. We're behind the wheel of a Batmobile. It's fun, fun, fun to drive it every day.
Stand for everything that's good. The flag, the home, and motherhood.
Lost Disc Radio.
The whole thing gives me the creeps.
She's the one who broke my heart. Now I must say goodbye. I must say goodbye. Ears, don't hear her lies. Don't listen to her sighs. You listen much too long to all her alibis.
Comes another oldie, but not necessarily a goodie.
You see, you don't realize how good the Beatles really are until you hear somebody trying to do that stuff, you know? Oh, in case you didn't realize, though, that's that's The Zoo out of 1967 off the Cameo Parkway label with their medley of She Said, She Said and Good Day Sunshine. And before that, appropriately enough, it was The British Walkers, also off the Cameo label. With That Was Yesterday, out of 67, and the British Walkers, now be careful, huh? Be careful there. The British Walkers were from Virginia. Yes. Cashing in on that sound, no doubt. And before that, of course, it was the Camps, or the Campers, depending on which issue of the record you have, with the Ballad of Batman. And this kicking off our whole 60s set there. We did kick off that last set with Question Mark and the Mysterians. And, Doc, we've got one more incredible garage band sound from the Cameo Records label to spin for you tonight. The thing you're going to find on the box
set. Is this as we go out? Is this it?
This might be it, yeah. So we're going to get on to it here. We might have time to come back and give the email. I don't know. Yeah. But, folks, tonight, We're spinning all that stuff from the Cameo Parkway label that is not yet, even still, going to be reissued on this CD set that's coming out next month. And what happened was this group is called The Rationals. They were out of Detroit, Michigan, and they hit it on the A Squared Records label, but Cameo picked them up for national distribution, and everybody is going to be putting on the CD their cover version of Respect. You know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
I know.
You know, T-C-B. Okay. But the problem is no one will flip the B-side, but we have to. Here tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show.
Do it.
Because it's...
I'm feeling lost.
Feeling lost. Let's dig it tonight on the show, man.
I've been searching for. Seems I've lost my way. I'm on the road to peacefulness, and I cannot be late. So I keep on my way. But I'm sure to find it later today. I must have stumbled into somewhere in between. This place is filled with hate and grief. It's not the place I dream. So I.
Incredible sound now of The Rationals closing off another edition of the Lost Discs Radio Show.
People, stay tuned for the worst of the worst.
Stay tuned to WBCQ on 7415 and 5105 kilohertz, folks. And as always, you can be in touch with us on the email. It's lost@wbcq.us or in the analog mail. We got a P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473. And we will catch you next week live on the shortwave and internet of WBCQ. Jimmy Knight signing off for you, and Dr. Doc Brown.
Peace out, peeps.
The Lost Discs Radio Show.